From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. The National Hurricane Center has dropped its tropical storm warning for the coast of Massachusetts. Hurricane Bill is zooming north through the Atlantic Ocean toward Canada. There is a tropical storm warning posted for parts of Nova Scotia, and watches are up through Newfoundland. Even though the warning's been discontinued from Massachusetts, forecaster Eleanor Talbot says people on the east coast of the U.S. should not try to get back into the water so fast.
We are still expecting the high surf to continue even after Hurricane Bill passes because of the energy that's in the ocean that's going to remain there for several days. It takes a while for the seas to calm down after a big hurricane like this goes by.
The National Hurricane Center also says Tropical Storm Hilda has formed in the Pacific Ocean. It is pushing west toward Hawaii but is not expected to strike the islands. Over half of the inmates at a medium-security prison southwest of Lexington, Kentucky, have been moved to other locations. Friday evening, fires set by rioting prisoners destroyed much of the North Point Training Center. Charles Compton reports from NPR member station WEKU in Richmond, Kentucky.
Prison officials are not commenting on reasons for the prison riot. However, the Lexington Herald-Leader newspaper reports the North Point Training Center had been under lockdown since violence Tuesday between Hispanic, black, and white inmates. A union that represents prison guards at the private prison blames poor equipment and training. During Friday night's riot, fire completely destroyed six buildings, including the kitchen, a multipurpose area, the canteen, and a clinic. Five dormitories are also uninhabitable, forcing the relocation of 700 inmates to other state prisons. Eight staff members and eight inmates sustained minor injuries. Four inmates remained hospitalized Saturday afternoon. No prisoners escaped. For NPR News, I'm Charles Compton in Salt Lake, Kentucky.
South Korea held its funeral today for ex-President Kim Dae-jung. From Seoul, Dwali Saikautau reports.
At the main square of Seoul's National Assembly, thousands of mourners came out in the summer heat to pay their respects to 85-year-old Kim Dae-jung. A mistress of ceremony announces the names of foreign delegations, including one from the U.S., headed by former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. A North Korean delegation also traveled to Seoul Friday to offer their condolences on behalf of their leader Kim Jong-il, but did not attend the official state funeral. The group, however, did meet early Sunday with President Lee Myung-bak before returning to Pyongyang. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
10,000 people just outside Athens, Greece, have been told to evacuate ahead of a dangerous wildfire. Strong wind is making firefighting a lot harder. Thousands of heavily forested acres outside the Greek capital have burned. This is NPR. British authorities say they've had no agreement with Libya when they released Lockerbie bomber Abdel Basset al-Megrahi to go home to Tripoli. Megrahi has terminal cancer and was given compassionate release. The bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 killed 270 people, most of them Americans. Today is the International Day for Remembrance of the Slave Trade. The United Nations is also working to make people aware of modern-day slavery. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Men, women, and children are no longer shackled, put on the auction block, and sold like prize cattle to the highest bidder. Traditional forms of slavery have been abolished. But forced labor expert Roger Plant says contemporary forms of slavery are often as cruel and dehumanizing.
Migrant workers, particularly irregular migrant workers, very often young women around the world, are at tremendous risk of serious exploitation.
Forced labor is a hugely profitable trade. A recent study finds an estimated $28 billion is made from trafficking for sexual exploitation every year, and at least $21 billion is made from all other forms of forced labor and trafficking. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
A Taiwanese leader has released an updated death toll from the powerful typhoon that struck the island earlier this month. Premier Liu Chiaoxuan now says at least 650 people died when Typhoon Morakot stormed over his country 2 weeks ago. The rain triggered landslides that buried villages. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.